Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we continue our sermon series on the book of Ephesians. Last week, we've talked about Ephesians chapter 1, which tells us that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Today, we focus on Ephesians 2, which tells us about the riches of God's grace given to us in Jesus Christ, the abundant grace that is ours. Especially today, we want to focus on three verses from Ephesians 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. These three verses are worth memorizing. They're worth knowing by heart because these are three of the most important verses, I believe, in the Bible. Why are these verses so important? Because they answer three of the most important questions every human has to ask themselves. First of all, who am I? That's a question about our value and our worth. Second of all, why am I here? That's a question about purpose. What am I here on earth to do? And third of all, where am I going? That's a question about destiny. What happens after I die? Every person, every human being has to be able to answer those questions. And the good news, the answers to those questions are found here in Ephesians chapter 2. And I'd like to share those answers, those most important answers to those most important questions today. Three most important questions. First of all, let's start with destiny. Where am I going? The Bible doesn't start with the question most of us would have started with. Instead, the Holy Spirit wants us to be sure of that third question first. Where am I going? What's my destiny? Why does the Holy Spirit start there? Because God wants us to be sure of, first and foremost, our ultimate destination, where we will be spending eternity. The answer to that is simple: heaven, God's home. Because we are saved by grace. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For all those with faith in Jesus Christ, we don't even question the answer. God even puts it into the past tense. By grace you have been saved. It's a done deal. It's already happened. So how are we saved? Two words. By grace. Now the word grace means undeserved kindness. By grace you have been saved. We are saved by God's undeserved mercy and kindness. God shows his grace towards us by forgiving all of our sins in Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross for our sins to pay the price for sin. And it's not something Jesus did because we deserved it or because we earned it in some way. Instead, it is purely out of God's grace and his mercy, that Jesus went to the cross and paid for our sins. That's why we can talk about grace, the anagram of grace, as God's riches at Christ's expense. That's a great way to put it. We're saved by grace through faith. Now, faith is not a virtue in and of itself. Faith always has an object, someone or something you believe in, the person or thing in whom you ultimately trust. The world, most people in the world will put their trust in money or government or sometimes in themselves. Our faith is in Jesus Christ. He is the one and only Savior who delivers us from sin and death, the Savior who, because of God's grace, has died to pay for our sins and rose again to open the way to everlasting life. Because of Jesus and his work, we know exactly where we're going. Our destination, our destiny is heaven. Not because of good works, not because of anything you or I have done, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. So we don't just think we're going to heaven or hope we're going to heaven. We know we are going to heaven. 1 John 5:13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. Notice John doesn't write so that you might guess that you have eternal life or so that you might hope against all hope that you have eternal life. No, so that you may know you have eternal life. You can be 100% sure. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is a done deal. Our ultimate destination, our destiny is heaven itself. Why? Because we are already saved. Saved by grace. The second question we want to ask, who am I? And Ephesians 2:10 gives us that answer. For we are God's workmanship, his special creation, his masterpiece. Let me ask you a question. Who do you think is the greatest artist in history? While you're thinking about that, Let me ask you another question. Do you know what kind of shoes an artist wears? Skechers. Okay, so who is the greatest artist in history? The greatest artist in history is not Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci or Vincent van Gogh. They are all amazing artists, but they pale in comparison to the true master, the artist of all artists, the most creative person in the universe, God himself. God's the ultimate artist. He created everything. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The very beginning of the Bible, God is the ultimate artist who made everything. All other art is a pale imitation of him. God made this entire amazing, awe-inspiring, fantastic, incomprehensibly vast universe. He's created it all from the depths of the oceans to the heights of the mountains, from the sands of the desert to the jungles of the Amazon rainforest. God made it all. And God filled this planet with all sorts of wonderful creations, from bacteria to elephants, from tiny insects to gigantic blue whales. And of course, God didn't just make this planet. He made the universe. And the universe is mind-blowing. Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The sky above proclaims his handiwork. Psalm 19, verse 1. God made everything in the solar system, every planet, every moon, every asteroid. God made all the stars, and the Bible says he calls them by name. He knows all of the stars, every white dwarf, every yellow sun, every red giant. God knows them all, and he calls them by name. God made the entire universe, every quasar, every pulsar, every black hole. The Lord God made them all, and each of his creations is unique and wonderful. The beauty of the universe we live in is overwhelming. But the crown of God's creation is not the blue waters or purple mountain majesties. It's not majestic planets or massive quasars that are millions of times the mass of our own sun. No. The crown of God's creation, his ultimate masterpiece, is you. Human beings are the only creatures created in God's image. And human beings are the only creatures that God adopts into his family to become his very own sons and daughters. More than that, God gave human beings the ultimate honor because God himself, the Son of God, became one of us in the person of Jesus Christ, to live a perfect life and die on the cross to save us from sin and death. There is no doubt about it. You, fellow human, are the crown of God's creation. You are God's masterpiece. Genesis 1:27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Psalm 139:14, I praise you because I am wonderfully made. Yes, that is so true. The world is full of great art and beauty, but none of it can hold a candle to you. You were created in God's image. You are the crown of God's creation. You are God's masterpiece. Do not ever forget that. So, first two questions. Where am I going? Heaven. Who am I? God's masterpiece. Which leaves one more question to answer, and that is, why am I here? Our purpose in this life. We know who we are. We know where we're going. Why are we still here? Well, the Bible gets it, answers it in three words: to do good. Ephesians 2:10, we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Do you ever wonder why God doesn't just take us to heaven immediately after we're brought to faith in Christ? God wants us to be in heaven. We want to be in heaven. Why doesn't God just take us right away? The answer is Ephesians 2:10. We are here to do good. Our purpose is to make a difference as long as we're here. We're here to help people the same way God has helped us. We're here to love people the same way God has loved us. But Pastor, didn't you get, weren't you just busy saying a couple points ago that good works can't save us? That's exactly right. And I was right when I said that. You don't do good works in order to be saved. You do good works because you already are saved. We're not motivated by fear. We're motivated by God's love. We're motivated by God's grace. We don't live in fear. We live in love, and we love because he first loved us. This is the fun part. We know who we are. We know where we're going. Our salvation in Christ is sure. We don't need to worry about it. We can spend all of our time thinking of ways to do good works. We can spend all of our energy thinking of ways to love people. We can spend all of our time helping people and making a difference in this world. Not because we have to. No, because we get to. Because that's what life is all about. That's what we're made for. And frankly, you won't be satisfied with anything less than making a difference in people's lives. Think about it. One of the best feelings in your life was when you know you really helped someone. The time you really made a difference in someone else's life. The time you really blessed another person and didn't get anything in return. Or you really served someone else and no one knew about it. That's what life is really about. That's what really makes us feel good. Nothing feels better. And the reason nothing feels better is because that's what you're made for. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And when we start acting like Jesus, we discover our real purpose in life. When we realize we're not here to be served, but to serve, well, then we discover what life is really all about. Not getting, but giving. As Jesus said, it's better to give than to receive. This is the adventure that you and I are called to make a difference in this world, to live a life that does good. Now notice there's so many different ways you can do that. There's an infinite number of ways to do good in this world. God doesn't want us to limit our imagination. We can find all sorts of ways to serve people and to help people. We can discover new ways we can help people, bless people, and love people. This is what we are called to do, to help people like God helps us, to bless people the same way God blesses us, and to love people the same way God loves you. Who are you? You are God's masterpiece. What are you here to do? You are here to do good, to do good works and make a difference in this world. And where are you going? You're going to heaven because you have been saved by grace. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.